just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
The man exists at three planes of consciousness. First, he is sleeping, and second, he is half asleep and half awake. The third, when he is fully awake. When the man is sleeping, the goal is pleasure, sensations. He moves from one sensation to another sensation. This is the lowest plane of consciousness, where sensual pleasure is be all and end all for him. He cannot see anything more than sensual pleasures. Pleasures are nothing but sensual titillations. Sensual excitements. Person moves from one pleasure to another pleasure. He cannot think of anything more. The senses are attracted towards sense objects. In fact, this is the stage of slavery. A person is a prisoner here. He is held in captivity. Incarcerated in the prison of his own animal passion and desires. That is the sleeping stage. The person is unconscious. The thinking is limited. The vision is tubular. The perception is narrowed. And that's the world. The second stage is half asleep and half awake. Each one of us has experienced this stage, especially when you are sleeping in the morning. You are awake and yet you are asleep. You are listening. Somebody is shouting, you are hearing the voice. You are listening to the voice of the vehicle going on the road. The noise of the utensils in the kitchen. But you are sleeping. In this stage of consciousness, person moves slightly up. He reaches the stage of happiness. Here it is pleasure. It's slightly above. Here he seeks happiness. He enters the world of art. He relishes paintings, music, song, dance, nature. There is a deep sense of contentment. He has gone above this sensual pleasure. In the sleeping stage, this alone is the pleasure. The sensual excitements and food. The person has moved above. He is slightly awake and slightly asleep. Now his pleasure is not in these things, but he derives pleasure in helping others, in art, in nature, in music, in songs, in singing, in drawing, in sketching. He loses himself in songs, in music. He has gone above body and at the level of mind, there is a search for happiness. The third is completely awakened stage. Even these all things are not the goal. They are the part of the journey. But as you move towards complete wakefulness, now there is bliss. So it's a journey from pleasure to happiness and from happiness to bliss. And bliss is your nature. Bliss is your birthright. Bliss is what everyone is seeking for. And when we reach that fully awakened stage, then bliss becomes your constant companion. You don't strive. You don't search. Because you understood that all the outside search is futile. The treasure which you are seeking is not without but within. It is deeply embedded in your own being, in your own pure consciousness. Your very nature is bliss. And this is the real success of life. What success we call is no success at all. The worldly success. We enter the world of competitions. And we say that we are successful. But the goal of life is not worldly success. There are two paths, path of truth and path of untruth. Path of purity and path of impurity. What use it is to man if he gets successful but is on the path of untruth? He gets successful but he is treading the path of impurity. He is successful, but there are pricks of conscience. The real success is not about achieving some objects of this world, some degrees, some qualifications, career, ambitions. The real success is the success in the path of love. The real success is success in the world of beauty. The real success is success in the kingdom of purity. Success in the path of impurity is worse than the failure in the path of impurity. Even if you fail in the path of beauty, in the path of purity, in the path of love, it's much greater than success in the path of ambitions and careers. Success is to know when to walk and when to stop. Success is to understand what to do, what not to do. Success is the wisdom. Success is the crystal clear clarity of the mind. Success is prudence. Success is the discretion. To discriminate what is truth and what is untruth, what is purity and what is impurity, what is essenceful and what is essenceless, what is truth, untruth, what is falsehood. Success is that sharp vision that demarcates inhuman activities and humane activities. Success is not about achieving something. So, success is this discriminative power of the mind. When you reach this power, you can be called successful. Successful is not about achieving some post or position or having some mansion or a troop of servants under you and bunch of degrees under your belt. It's not about money, it's not about business, it's not about career, it's not about ambition, it's not about achieving this or achieving that. It's about self-fulfillment. It's about coming to the center of your own being. Success is the stage of wakefulness, where pleasure and happiness are left behind and you enter the world of bliss. A man was lost in the desert. He was hungry, not knowing his way. He was just roaming here and there. Then suddenly he finds the house of a religious man, a missionary. And when he is about to knock the door, he just falls down at the door. The religious man comes out. He takes this injured person inside the house, nurses him back to health. And when the lost man was whole again, the man says, "Now I will go back. Can you just show me the way out of this desert?" And whilst he is talking with the missionary, he sees a horse there. The man asks, "Can you give me this horse? Can I borrow this horse from you? I'll return back once I reach my destination." The missionary says, "Yes, you can, but there is one speciality about this horse. If you say thank God, the horse starts walking. And if you are to stop the horse, you have to say Ameen." He says, okay. He doesn't pay much attention. Just sits on the horse. And he says, "Thank God," and the horse starts walking. He just enjoys. He says again, "Thank God." The horse starts trotting. He says, thank God. And the horse is running at full speed. He just enjoys. But suddenly there is a cliff now. There is a chasm. A deep channel. And the horse is just about to reach here and fall down. But he forgets how to stop the horse, what word to use, the code word. He says, stop. But the heart doesn't stop. Just when he reaches the last part and the horse is about to fall down, he suddenly remembers Ameen. And he says, Ameen. And the horse stops. When the horse stops, he just relaxes on the saddle and says, "Thank God." So we have learned, thank God. And we run. But we forgot how to make this horse stop. The sanskar of moving ahead is deeply in our subconscious. But when to stop and how to make it stop, we have forgotten. And even when we remember how to stop the horse, the previous sanskars come back. Success is about deciding, that decision power. Success is not about hanging in that limbo, this state of limbo in between. The stage of indecision. So yesterday we saw, Baba said, Kumar say that they have 100% love for Baba. And Baba was quite happy. And yesterday we saw, to love Baba means to love what? Aisa kehte Baba bole, इस ग्रुप को भी बाबा वतन में बुलाकर सैर कराते हैं। ऐसा कहते ही बाप दादा के संकल्प से कुमार ग्रुप वतन में पहुंच गए। आगे क्या देखा, सब आते गए और 6-7 लाइनों में वी रूप में खड़े हो गए और बाप दादा इतने वी शेप के ग्रुप के बीच में लाइट के चबूतरे पर बैठे सबको दृष्टि दे रहे थे। यह वी के अंदर वी का दृश्य भी बड़ा सुंदर लग रहा था। बाप दादा की सबको दृष्टि मिलते सब लव में लवलीन हो रहे थे। इतने में बाबा के ऊपर भिन्न भिन्न लाइट्स के अक्षरों में लिखत आई, बच्चे विजय तुम्हारा जन्मसिद्ध अधिकार है। सबकी दृष्टि लिखत को देख बहुत हर्षित हो रही थी। सो सडनली ऑल कुमार्स गॉट इमर्ज्ड इन द सटल वर्ल्ड। They were all standing in the shape of V. And then suddenly a board emerged. And what was written on the board? Success is your birthright. But what is success? It's not about taking part in some competition and winning the competition. Success is a very subtle understanding of the source of bliss. Bliss is not physical. So when the bliss is not physical, how can you derive bliss from objects, from physical things? Bliss is an invisible entity. So first we need to correct the definition of success. There is a list of successful people in the world. They achieved something, but everything is operating at the world at the level of the physical plane. For worldly people, that might be a success, but a spiritual seeker doesn't call this as success. Somebody has come first in some competition. Somebody has come first in some exam. Somebody has got admission in some prestigious college. Somebody has got some reward, some award. So all that is counted as success in the world. But what is success according to the world is not success as per spirituality. In the path of spirituality, the success is about entering within yourself. Success is about touching that unstruck chord and listening to that music, that melody, which is within you. Success is the dance within. When you dance, and the dancer becomes one with the dance. Success is listening to that song, that melody, that harmony, that symphony, which is anhad, unstruck, arising automatically. Success is that music. Success is that painting, that portrait of your own yourself, which is real, not the one which you are showing to the world, not the one also which you are wanting to. Success is about present. Because past is memory and future is imagination. Only the present is truth, and success is about truth. Success is about reality. Future is just imagination and past is mere memory. To come out of the dead memories and to stop thinking of future, just to remain in this moment, now, this is success. Success is to listen every word carefully. There was a man going and he sees another man walking with a big dog. This man asked that man, "Is this dog yours? Does this dog bite?" The man says, "My dog does not bite." So this man just puts his hand on the dog and the dog just bites the man. The man asks, "Did not you say that your dog does not bite?" He said, "Yes, I said my dog does not bite. This is not my dog." Success is about proper listening. Om Shanti.